as we see it, we had built a very good foundation in terms of that the if there was an orderly withdrawal, there was going to be a transition period for up to the end of 2020, and after that there would be a new deal negotiated in relation to fisheries, but it could be done in the context of all the economic areas. It wouldn't be isolated out, and that's something we wanted. So we felt we had a very good foundation, but that all is gone to naught now because the UK Parliament has voted overwhelmingly against the withdrawal agreement as such. So we're now waiting to see what the Plan B is going to be on Monday and whether that has any hope of success. If it hasn't, we're then back again to the no deal scenario, and that's why we're calling that we need to have detailed mitigation measures in place in the event of that happening. We certainly don't want it to happen, but we nonetheless we need to have measures in place in the event that it does.